Podquiz 1070. Hello there, and welcome to Podquiz 1070. As usual, when the episode number is divisible by 10, we have a prize round this week with the chance of winning a Podquiz t-shirt. So listen out for that a little bit later on.
Round 1.
We'll start with an intros music round this week. There are 5 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title, but you're only going to hear the first few seconds of the song.
Question 1.
When I find myself.
Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on ladders.
Question 6.
In the children's board game originating from India, one can advance several steps towards the goal by climbing ladders, but can also fall back several places by descending on which creatures?
Question 7.
Which ladder, which is described in the book of Genesis, connects heaven and earth?
Question 8.
A ladder truck, turntable ladder, or aerial ladder platform are all equipment used by which emergency service?
Question 9.
Which artist created the conceptual artwork Ceiling Painting, Yes Painting, that featured a painted ladder that the viewer was encouraged to climb, its most famous climber being John Lennon?
Question 10.
Which 18th century inventor received a patent for the first folding stepladder with steps instead of rungs?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on paintings. For each of the following 5 questions, I will name a painting and its painter, and I would like you to tell me whether that is a landscape, portrait, or still life painting.
Question 11.
The Hay Wain by John Constable.
Question 12.
American Gothic by Grant Wood.
Question 13.
The Ham by Paul Gauguin.
Question 14.
Nature Morte Vivante by Salvador Dali.
Question 15.
Arrangement in Grey and Black, No. 1 by James McNeill Whistler.
Round 4.
Round 4 this week is an In Which Year round. This round has 5 questions, but only one answer. The questions come in the form of clues to a specific year, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you will score.
Question 16.
On the 29th of August, the German Graf Zeppelin became the first airship to circumnavigate the world.
Question 17.
Hergé's comic book hero Tintin made his first appearance in a weekly supplement of a Belgian newspaper.
Question 18.
Leon Trotsky's opposition to Stalin led to him being expelled from the Soviet Union to Turkey.
Question 19.
The first Academy Awards were hosted by Douglas Fairbanks at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles.
Question 20.
October saw a sharp decline in prices on the New York Stock Exchange. Later known as the Great Crash, it ushered in the Great Depression.
Round 5.
Okay then, so it's time for the prize round. As usual, that means there are 5 general knowledge questions to answer. You need to write down your answers and send them in an email to quizmaster@podquiz.com. And if you say where you're from, that's very helpful. Then, in a couple of weeks' time, we shall have a draw from all those who get all 5 questions right, and the winner will receive a PodQuiz t-shirt. There's also a consolation prize drawn from all entries, so it's always worth having a go, even if you don't think you've got all the answers right. Okay then, if you're ready, we'll get started.
Question 1.
We'll start with a music medley. All of these singers share which first name?
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
And then the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. You make me feel mighty real.
Question 2.
Which word can follow death, mouse, and boots to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
Question 3 is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture right now. If not, you can go to the website, podquiz.com, and it will be on display there. Also on the website is an alternative question 3 for those who can't do picture questions. It's a flag, and I would just like you to tell me which country this is the flag of.
Question 4.
On this day in 1995, who was acquitted of the murder of his ex-wife and her friend?
Question 5.
We'll finish with a TV theme tune. I'd like you to identify the television programme, please. We'll let this play through and then I'll be back with the answers for the first 4 rounds of this week's quiz.
Now, the answers.
Number 1 was Let It Be by The Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Number two was Texas Hold'em by Beyoncé.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Number three was Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Number four was Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never...
And number five was Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
Round two.
Round two was on ladders, and the answer to number six, the children's board game, is Snakes and Ladders. So the creatures in question are snakes. Number seven, the ladder that connects heaven and earth, is Jacob's Ladder. Number eight, a ladder truck, turntable ladder, or aerial ladder platform are all used by firefighters. Number nine, that ceiling painting, yes, painting artwork featuring a ladder was by Yoko Ono. And number 10, the inventor of the stepladder was John H. Bulsley.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on paintings, and the answer to number 11, the hay wain, is a landscape. Number 12, American Gothic, is a portrait. Number 13, The Ham, is a still life. Number 14, Nature Morte Vivante, is also a still life. And number 15, Arrangement in Grey and Black, number 1, is a portrait.
Round 4.
Round four was the In Which Year round, and this time the year in question was 1929. So the number of points you get this round depends on how quickly you got to 1929. If you got it immediately on question 16, you score 5 points. On question 17, 4 points. Question 18, 3 points. Question 19, 2 points. And if you did get 1929, but you needed the final clue about the Great Depression, you score 1 point. That's it for Pod Quiz 1070. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. Please do have a go at the prize round. It's always great to receive your entries. As ever, you've got just under a couple of weeks to get your answers to me. The deadline will be Wednesday the 15th, please. Okay then, I shall be back next week with another 20 questions. Until then, bye now.